talk. It's 2 weeks to go to the Brexit deadline. And as we've heard it before, apparently the EU and UK are close to a deal again. Our Europe correspondent, Samantha Hawley, is in Brussels.
In Brussels, negotiators have been working around the clock. A deal, it appears, could be in sight, but there's still no clarity or certainty. Put simply here by the Irish leader, Leo Varadkar.
We have a pathway to a possible deal, but there are issues still to be fully resolved.
Boris Johnson was in London briefing his cabinet ahead of the leaders' summit. Last month, when asked whether he'd seek any further Brexit delay, he declared,
"I'd rather be dead in a ditch."
Now, even if a deal is reached, it seems incredibly difficult to get it done in time. The House of Commons has passed a law requiring an extension if a deal doesn't pass by Saturday. The UK's Brexit Secretary, Stephen Barclay, has for the first time declared that will be adhered to. A rare emergency weekend sitting day is now scheduled, but Georgina Wright from the Institute for Government can't see the deadline being met.
I think what we can say with certainty is some form of delay is now likely. So some form of delay is inevitable, whether that's for negotiations or just simply for ratification remains to be seen.
I think I first drew Boris Johnson in 2004.
At home in London's south, cartoonist Martin Rosen is working on his latest contribution for the Guardian newspaper. His view, like so many others, is that a troubled time still lies ahead.
It is our national crisis. I mean, this is a genuine national crisis of the kind we actually deserve, I think. We've been hideously complacent for centuries. And we've done nothing about it. We've done nothing about our national decline. We've done nothing about growing inequality. We've just thought everything will be fine because we're Brits and we're fantastic. And actually, we're great because we're English.
Will this week, in your view, bring clarity? Is this the week, everyone? This is the crux week. This is it.
This is the crux week. Everything will be wonderfully clear. No, it won't. No, it won't because whatever the question was, Brexit is not the answer.
In Brussels, Boris Johnson will still have to negotiate with the 27 bloc leaders who've remained united throughout the more than 3 years of Brexit turmoil. If he leaves with a deal, he'll rush it back to the House of Commons. But even if he does succeed, he faces a hostile parliament and there remains much uncertainty ahead. This is Samantha Hawley in Brussels, reporting for AM.